Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life? You've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, and somebody who's been with us for almost all of those years is George Selgin. He's a senior fellow and director of the Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives at the Cato Institute, cato.org. He's a former professor of economics at University of Georgia. He's the author of many books. George, besides Cato, you have another website you want to give us or a Twitter handle?
Yes, I write on a website called Alt-M, Alt-letter M, and that's our little news publication.
Is that .com or .org? What is that?
Alt-M.org.
.org. Okay, alt-m.org is the other website. Now, you got a new book out, right?
Yes, I do. It's called The Menace of Fiscal QE.
All right. So tell us what it's about and why we should care.
So I think all your listeners know central banks have been ballooning their balance sheets tremendously for some time.
The people who listen to my show know about that, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So far they've done it because of crises, recessions, okay, zero, and at the zero lower bound, all that stuff. I'm very worried that they're going to start using their balance sheets directly to fund various government projects. They're being pressured to do that, even when there's no macroeconomic reason for them to, or excuse for them to be doing QE.
So you're talking about an alternative to fiscal appropriation.
Exactly, and it would bypass...
In other words, folks, fiscal appropriation is where the government votes for and pays for example, Biden's infrastructure bill he talks about, the government would appropriate that money that would come from your dollars, your money. You're talking about now the Fed would do that, and they would pay for it at the printing press, right? With ink and cotton.
That's right.
Or
that's right.
Zeros.
It would bypass Congress's power of the purse, which means it takes the electorate out of the decision-making process altogether about where money gets used, gets spent.
Where would they get the authority for this? Would this be an offshoot of Section 13?
That's a good question, Jim. It could be done through Section 13.3, but it also could consist of outright Fed purchases of not necessarily Treasury securities, but special bonds issued by newly created agencies, and then those.
But it could also wander off into private entities. That's what Section 13 allows for, folks. Almost a year ago, I introduced Section 13 to my audience. This is where the Fed had the ability to loan money directly to companies, and it's an older allowance that they haven't used in a long time. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So my concern here is, putting aside whether you think some of these projects might be worthwhile or not, I don't think we should have a Fed that can work around the normal appropriations process. It's a threat to the democracy that we've set up. It's also a problem because of the Fed is pressured to do that. Its own independence and ability to conduct monetary policy properly is threatened too.
If the Fed moves in that direction, they put a bullseye on their back from members of Congress, haven't they?
You got it. The members of Congress who have ideas for spending but don't know that the appropriations process will, allow them through.
Yeah. There are already plenty of members of Congress who think the Fed's too powerful. This would probably wind up being the end of them. There'd be a war, won't there? There'd be a fiscal slash monetary war, wouldn't there?
Well, let's just say I don't want a war, but I sure hope some people are going to be fighting to make this to prevent this kind of thing from happening.
They could almost be. It could almost become a star chamber, couldn't they?
I don't know. That I'll have to think about, Jim. But I think it should be a controversial issue.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There are reasons why we want congressional control of what gets done with.
Yeah, we don't get to elect the governors of the Fed, folks, or the chairman or the vice chairman or the others. Hey, George, great job today. Will you come back soon?
Sure, Jim. It's my pleasure.
We've enjoyed having you on the show. Very much, very great information and a lot more clarity we have now, especially folks in the area of cryptocurrency. The private stuff, if it's denominated in dollars, it may not be so bad. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.